This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan and together with me, Ti Xiao Ik. So we have two stories for you today. First up, we are just a few days away from the Sabah state elections. So we speak to one of the co-founders of the new youth-led political party, MUDA, to find out what they're up to on the road to the elections, as well as the importance of youth engagement when it comes to politics.
And in our second story, still a focus on Sabah, the question of how do we vote if we don't know the person we are voting for is one that has been posed by some voters for the upcoming Sabah elections. So Project Pemarkahan Rakyat or Sabah Pekka, hashtag Sabah Pekka, is a group of democracy advocates who are aiming to help by preparing a scorecard to evaluate the candidates which voters can use. So we'll be finding out more about this grassroots movement that wants to ensure people know who they are electing. So if you have anything you'd like to share with us on the upcoming Sabah state elections or on either of these two issues we're discussing today, tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
Yes, so it's quite a Sabah-filled day we have for you today because, you know, we are only days away from the Sabah state elections, which is taking place this Saturday. Mm-hmm. So the election is a result of the dissolution of the Sabah State Assembly on the 30th of July by State Governor Juha Mahiruddin. You know, this was amid political horse trading drama that was happening in the state.
Yes, quite a lot of drama it was. So just to refresh your memory, at the time, Sungai Sibuga Assembly person Musa Aman was attempting to form a new coalition to topple the Warisan state government. In fact, Musa Aman successfully managed to prove that he had enough MPs on his side to form a simple majority state government, but his strategy did not quite work. After a meeting with Sabah Chief Minister Shafi Abdal, the state governor agreed to dissolve the state assembly and return the power to the people by way of snap elections.
Yes, you know, it wasn't very long ago, but a lot has happened since then. A lot more has happened since Lanka Sheraton back in February. Gosh, that seems so long ago.
It's before COVID.
Yeah, I know. And one of the things that, you know, that we've been hearing or thinking of that happened is the frustrated voice of the youth. And that's really only grown louder by the day. And they've been criticizing the party hopping culture, the old ways of politicking. And this mounting frustration, I guess, has led to the formation of a youth-led, multiracial, multi-religious political party, MUDA, of course, helmed by YB Syed Saddiq, the former Minister of Youth and Sports.
Yes, the formation in the name of which he revealed right here on a Breakfast Grill session, right here on BFM. Apart from Syed Saddiq, some of the other founding members of the party include activist Amir Abdul Hadi of the NGO Liga Rakyat Demokratik, lawyer Lim Wei Jet, Rhodes scholar Ezati Hasbullah, as well as human rights advocate Dr. Tanusha. And what's interesting about this lineup of individuals is that none of them come from this, you know, old legacy political families. And Syed Saddiq previously mentioned that MUDA will comprise young professionals, technocrats and activists.
Yes, and since its formation, MUDA has been travelling all across the country to meet Malaysians, particularly young people, to listen to ideas and to get a wholesome understanding of the day-to-day struggles faced by young Malaysians. Mm-hmm. So perhaps unsurprisingly, this week, MUDA is in Sabah to speak with the people. But what exactly are they talking about to the people on this campaign trail? And what have they learned so far? Mm-hmm. So to provide some insight, we do have on the line Dr. Tanusha Francis Xavier, one of the co-founders of MUDA. Hello, Tanusha. Good to have you on the show. So first things first, MUDA isn't officially a registered party yet, and the party isn't actually contesting in the upcoming Sabah state elections. However, the party does seem to be rather active on the Sabah campaign trail. So can you tell us what exactly MUDA is doing in Sabah on the road to this upcoming Sabah state elections?
So yeah, we have submitted our party registration to ROS and we're still waiting for approval on that. So we can't directly participate in the Sabah elections. But of course, that doesn't mean we're going to stay on the sidelines. We're a party after all. So we're basically continuing on our Jelajah MUDA, Jelajah that is our ground engagement. And we're capitalizing on the election fever to engage young people and the not so young people who share the MUDA spirit.
So MUDA recently also engaged with the team from Undi Sabah. What were some of the conversations that MUDA has had with them?
Sure. Actually, we have engaged many NGOs, not just in Sabah, but also here in Peninsular Malaysia. And Undi Sabha is an NGO that empowers Sabahan youths through democracy. We were keen to engage them and hear their input, their feedback on what Muda should focus on, how we can, you know, be better, or what are the policies that we should take up, etc. We're also focusing on voter awareness on the ground to encourage young people to come out and vote as well.
So Muda, although it's not officially registered yet, it is still a political party. So when on the ground during engagements with Sabahans, is the party trying to convince people to vote for candidates who, in your mind, could be considered potential allies down the line?
Mm-hmm, that's a fair question. I feel that Muda, as a political party, we have been very clear from the get-go on what we stand for. And that is that we're a party that looks beyond age narratives, race narratives, religious narratives. And we want to bring forward a party of Malaysians. I mean, we're a party that is policy-driven. We want to focus on real issues that matter. And that's what we're fighting for. And that's the exact message that we plan on bringing in Sabah. And that's what we're doing right now.
All right. So what has the party observed so far about the struggles faced by Sabahans, especially the youth?
Yep. So I'm here in KL working with my team on the virtual engagement part of Muda. So my friends are over there in Sabah and we have a WhatsApp group and they're continuously spamming it because they're getting so much wonderful feedback from the youths in Sabah. So basically what I can share is that the youths in Sabah definitely want to be heard. They definitely want a chance to co-create something. And I think it's a sentiment that is shared by many of us as well. And this is why I believe that Muda brings fresh hope to the table, as it is a chance for all of us to shape this party to represent us. As far as struggles go, economic disparity, development disparity is the biggest thing. For example, from my time as a participant in Parliament Digital, when we used to have discussions with the participants from Sabah, one of the issues that I remember in particular, because it's a healthcare issue, is that sometimes the nearest healthcare facility is a 2-3 hour boat ride away. I feel that that is very painful and unacceptable in 2020 in Malaysia. So those are the types of struggles that the youths have voiced out.
So what have you heard about what Sabahan youths want from their potential political leaders? I mean, what are the things they're considering right now that will help them decide, on which candidate to choose?
Okay, so basically from the feedback that we have received, Sabahan youths want their Sabahan rights to be respected, which is very, very fair. And they also want basic infrastructure, kind of like what we were talking about earlier, better employment opportunities. I mean, most youth aren't really interested in the political game or in political warfare, but they rather want their basic necessities to be addressed, and they want their local economy to be empowered. And I think the political party that promises the best outcome as far as providing better basic necessities and better local economic empowerment would probably be the political party that has the best chance of winning.
So some members of the youth do seem fatigued and confused because of the events that have unfolded since Langkah Sheraton and even of the dissolution of the Sabah State Assembly. What sort of conversations is Muda having with the Sabahan youths to re-energize them to come out and vote?
Okay, so firstly, before Muda, I was a fatigued and confused youth. So I can definitely relate. I feel like, just like what happened for me, the best way to get youths re-energized, and not just youths, Malaysians as well, other Malaysians as well, is to get them involved in the decision-making process. This should be something that belongs to all of us. I feel that the youth in Sabah are tired because it feels like there is a sense of powerlessness. And even when they are included in a political party, in an existing political party, they're pretty much put in a box and are labeled as either a youth wing and or a sub part of the youth wing. And they don't have a chance to have their voices to be heard or to lead. And I think that's the difference with Muda. We want to empower the youth, not just put them in a corner, and also empower grassroots. And that's the change that we're hoping to bring to the table.
Okay, so you bring up things like youth wings in political parties, but I don't think these are necessarily the same things that the average person is thinking too much about. What would you say to the youths who have now reached a point where they think that their votes no longer matter?
Yeah, I think after Lanka Sheraton, it's no surprise that a lot of people feel that way. But I think we cannot give up. If there is any hope for us to have a better Malaysia, we have to keep going on. And this is why MUDA puts such a strong emphasis on grassroots engagement, on the engagement of people on the ground, whether we're doing it virtually or we're actually going there physically to listen to them, hear their concerns, hear what is it that they want championed by this political party. I mean, for example, MUDA as a party always gets this question, right? What are your policies? You know, what are you fighting for? How come you don't have anything out there yet? I mean, it is really easy for us to come up with a list of policies overnight and declare that, hey, this is what we're going to fight for and this is what we're going to champion. But that is not what we want to do. We really mean it when we say that this political party belongs to the Malaysians and represents Malaysians. And that is why a lot of our effort is actually about going to the ground and listening to people. So I think that is how we can bring back the faith in the electoral process here in Malaysia.
All right. Thank you so much, Tanusha. That was Dr. Tanusha Frances Xavier, one of the co-founders of MUDA. And speaking of the importance of youths exercising their power to vote, despite whatever fatigue or confusion that many might be feeling right now, last month on Live and Learn, Dashrin Johan got the chance to speak to two Sabahan youth activists who are part of the Undi Sabah campaign. So let's have a listen to what Shan Gom and Mahira Mazuki had to say about the importance of being engaged in politics in spite of the current circumstances.
I think it's important because oftentimes youths are being looked down upon. And personally, growing up in a traditional family, I was always advised to just stay away from politics. And I feel that there's a stereotype, and it doesn't necessarily mean that when you're engaged in politics, you need to be a politician. The truth is, when you're engaged in politics, you will be more aware of your surrounding, the current issues affecting your community, and what you can do to play a role. And I feel that as Sabahans ourselves, being known the fact that we're left behind in terms of development, the least that we could do is to equip ourselves with knowledge in terms of the current political landscape of what is happening around us. And it will actually empower us to be more of useful community one day.
I think we need to be engaged simply because we've been absent. Like, particularly in Sabah, we observe that it's always the same political elites and dynasties who are making the calls. And we barely see any willingness for these political elites to include us. Maybe there are one or two token youth, but in general, I think Sabah is very apprehensive in making young people to make the calls. And it's very important then, because a lot of youth issues will be sidelined when you detract yourself from the political discussion. Things like minimum wage, unemployment, expensive flight tickets. In parliament itself, we have YB Syed Saddiq talking about the concerns of Sabahan youth who are studying in Peninsula. Mm-hmm. Like, why is that so? Why are there no youth rep from Sabah, or not even like MPs from Sabah? So I think it's time for us to, you know, be politically involved. When we come as a collective, that's where they can spot us and notice that our voice is present, that we are here and making demands.
So if you'd like to listen to the full episode, you can look up that podcast. You can search for Sabah State Elections, What Do Sabahan Youths Want? You can find that on our BFM app, on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, and I think both of them bring up some very interesting points about the importance of, I suppose, just needing to find that extra energy to say, stay engaged in politics, no matter how frustrating it can be.
No, I thought you were going to say no matter how old you are.
Well, that too. But, you know, hopefully younger people have a little bit more energy. But no, we can all, I think, learn a little bit from them about the importance of staying engaged and you know, going out and voting. Mm-hmm. So if you don't, it is because at the end of the day, it is easy for politicians to either take advantage of you in some way, mm-hmm. or to basically ignore matters that might actually be more important to you than they think they are.
Yeah. I mean, not just ignoring, but also if you are not making your voices heard, who are they working for? Who are they speaking to, right? And so then it really, this process of public service has to be two ways. It's between the servant, the public servant, and the constituents.
Yes, the vote is actually one way of holding them accountable.
Yes.
Well, so, you know, if you have thoughts that you'd like to share with us, if you'd like to tell us your thoughts on this idea of all of these young people coming out and, you know, wanting to make their voices heard, you can tweet us at BFM Radio.
Sounding a bit old there.
All of these people like me, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. We do need to take a quick break. Us old people need to catch up. Breath. But first, we leave you with Children of the Revolution by T-Rex, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.